Good evening, everyone. You on CBS News, and today a massive earthquake killed thousands of people near the city of Kathmandu in central Nepal. We are now going to listen to our reporter who is actually in the city of Kathmandu.
Good evening.
And yes, this Nepal earthquake, also called Golka earthquake, killed today nearly 90,000 people and thousands more were injured. The violence of this 7.8 magnitude earthquake left behind him destroyed city and structures. This earthquake also made landslides, who demolished rural villages, and fell throughout central and eastern Nepal. 81 years before, in 1934, another massive earthquake with a magnitude of 8.0 killed 10,600 people. Those earthquakes could be explained by the fact that Nepal is one of the most seismically active places in the world. But an earthquake can happen at any time and anywhere. That's why I will give you some advices about what you should do in such a situation. First thing, you should not panic and always stay calm. And then you should evacuate the building without using the elevator and without forgetting the first aid kit. And when you have found a safe place, just wait and listen to the radio for instructions. Matthew Zero.
This is Alice Stevenson reporting for CBS News from New Delhi, India. Heavy rains have caused disastrous floods in India, Bangladesh and Nepal. Within a few days, many areas have seen as much as 97 millimeters of rain. At least 1,200 people are reported dead. More than 40 million people have been affected. Thousands of buildings have collapsed or been damaged, including 18,000 schools. Millions of people are without clean water and authorities are warning of the risk of the spread of diseases. Listeners who find themselves in any of these areas should move to higher ground. Once on higher ground, they should not attempt to travel unless absolutely necessary. All water should be boiled before drinking. Vegetables and fruit should be washed in water treated with sterilizing tablets. Avoid contact with the electrical installations. We will continue to update you with further reports on CBS News.
Hello everyone, it's Dennis Emery from CBS News. Today I'm going to give you some information about a big thunderstorm. A big thunderstorm that happened 2 days ago, as you may have heard of, on the 10th of April 2015 in Illinois in USA. This violent thunderstorm lasted from 4 to 6 hours and knocked out lots of houses. 15 to 20 houses were destroyed and lots of vehicles were overturned. Hopefully there wasn't lots of people dead. There wasn't a big amount of death. One person was dead and several others were injured. There was a severe weather. There were big gray clouds and a tornado approaching to the city, as I see on the photo. As an example, I could tell you that in 1925, 695 people were dead and 2,027 people injured. So it was a big amount, and we can understand that before we weren't as prepared as now. So to make the death amount zero and any other destruction zero, we should follow the tips I will tell you. So do not use the elevator, because it's electrical and you may get stuck there for hours and hours. You shouldn't panic. First of all, you shouldn't panic. You should keep calm and find somewhere to seek shelter in. So you should seek shelter in a basement if you have one, or if you don't, you should find somewhere where there's no windows, because windows, the glass may get you cut. In case of a cut, you should have your first aid kit with you. You should evacuate the building because everyone has to have that the information about the thunderstorm. So you shouldn't run as fast as possible, because running will not give you something good. In case of a volcano eruption, you may do this, but you shouldn't do this in case of a thunderstorm. That's all for now. I will be coming up with new information. Thank you for now.